T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here's your midday coronavirus update. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson issuing some new rules for local hospitals during the pandemic. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest from Dallas City Hall.
Yeah, Mayor Eric Johnson wants hospitals to start reporting their total number of beds, total number of empty beds, and total number of available ventilators to his office every afternoon. Johnson says he hopes transparency and facts will help put people's minds at ease, and those are key to slowing the spread of COVID-19. Johnson says he knows both the number of cases is rising along with unemployment.
This is tough, and this insidious virus is going to test us, but it will not break us.
He says he's not shutting down parks or the Katy Trail. He says he knows people want to get out, but he says you need to do it responsibly. Johnson says, and the city's director of emergency management, they both say the Navy and National Guard, they're both working with healthcare leaders to set up K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center as a temporary hospital. He says they hope to establish their mission today and figure out what services they're going to offer there. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The restrictions are changing every week, but professional associations that represent thousands of Texas healthcare workers are urging the governor to issue a statewide stay-at-home order.
In a letter to Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Hospital Association and Texas Nurses Association said the time is now to issue a statewide stay-at-home order because lives are at stake. More cases of coronavirus are hitting the state, and despite mounting pressure from hospital systems, lawmakers, local officials, and healthcare workers, Governor Abbott hasn't announced statewide stay-at-home measures. At Sunday's press conference, the governor said about 75% of the state is under what would be categorized as a stay-at-home policy. Abbott has taken steps to increase hospital bed capacity and bolster the healthcare workforce, but the letter stresses that the most effective way to stop the spread of COVID-19 is for people to stay home. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott is scheduled to hold a news conference around 2 this afternoon. You can hear it live on News Radio 1080 on KRLD.com and in the radio.com app. Ellis County is reporting its first fatality related to the coronavirus. The patient was 90 years old and lived in Midlothian. Ellis County has had 16 cases of the virus so far. A hospital in Wise County now offering drive-through coronavirus testing for certain individuals. Wise Health System is offering the testing to healthcare workers and first responders, people over the age of 60 with underlying chronic medical conditions, or folks who have recently traveled to a country where COVID-19 is widespread. Those who meet the testing criteria should call the hospital to schedule an appointment. To date, there is one confirmed case of coronavirus in Wise County. 1 month. That's how far away one study says Texas is from hitting the peak of the pandemic.
A state-by-state analysis from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says between May 2nd and 8th, that's when the state's hospital resources will be drained and the highest number of deaths will be reported. It says about 16,000 people will be hospitalized then, taking up more than half of the state's beds. The independent research group is projecting 155 people to die in a single day. It says the virus could run its course in Texas by early July. It says the U.S. as a whole will hit its peak earlier on April 15th. It used stats from the World Health Organization and local and national governments to make its predictions. Now, it is worth noting that its models assume the public is practicing social distancing, and Governor Abbott continues to not implement any statewide stay-at-home order. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you really want to know how bad things have gotten in the midst of any sort of disaster, look no further than your nearest Waffle House.
If it's closed, things are bad. FEMA actually has a name for it, in fact. It's called the Waffle House Index, and these days, it's not looking good. But according to FEMA, if any given Waffle House is open for business with a full menu, it's condition green. If it's takeout only, it's condition yellow. And if that restaurant is completely closed, it's condition red. Now, last week, Waffle House announced the closure of 365 restaurants. That's 18% of its total, putting us deep into the red. Those closed restaurants are scattered throughout the country, from Louisiana all the way up to Ohio. Mike Rogers, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
One thing that's dangerous about sheltering at home, you are more likely to binge watch Netflix and absentmindedly go to the pantry to find snacks. That can lead you to develop what they're now calling the Quarantine 15. People are putting on weight because their lives are disrupted, and that's bad for your waistline.
Stay on a schedule. So I know it's easy just to kind of sit around and go into the kitchen and snack all day. Eat your breakfast a few hours later, then eat your lunch. Have a snack. Eat your dinner.
Registered dietitian Amy Goodson says that kind of discipline may keep you from just reaching for something unhealthy because you're bored. She says sticking to a regular eating schedule will help. Be sure to check in for the latest coronavirus updates on News Radio 1080. Full coverage updated 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus. And Denton police arrest a man for impersonating an officer. They say he's related to a reserve officer and used the real officer's badge to threaten a construction worker on Fort Worth Drive Monday afternoon. They say he also displayed a weapon. 32-year-old Timothy Winfrey is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and impersonating a public servant.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.